When the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great shoal of fish, and as their nets were breaking, they beckoned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of the fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This Gospel passage is a timely passage as we at this time prepare for the season of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday. And the Gospel shows us the centrality of the person of Jesus Christ. Lent is a time for us to re-examine our living of our Christian religion. And we have to remember that the center, the very heart of the Catholic Church, of our Catholic religion, is Jesus Christ himself. He is the source, the center, and the summit of everything about our religion. And sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we can feel that our following of the Catholic religion is based on a set of ideas. But that's not the case. Simon Peter and his friends, they have this encounter with Christ. They witness his power, they hear his word, and that affects them. That becomes a driving force in their life. And they'll spend, eventually, once they receive the Holy Spirit, they'll spend their entire lives serving the Lord Jesus, being convinced that everything they teach is meant to lead people to Christ. And so, as we come to Lent in a short time from the time of this recording, of this video, we should remember that Jesus Christ is everything for us, that we need to begin again and enter more deeply in this friendship with the Lord Jesus. Now, the Gospel that I just read contains in it a lesson for us about what it means to be free, to be fully alive. Freedom is something that we want. When someone oppresses our freedom or threatens it, we don't like it. We want to be free. Now, think, for example, of what we have in this Gospel. Jesus works this miracle of making sure there are fish at the place where there once were no fish. And think about fish. Fish have to be in the ocean, in the water. And when the fish is in the water, the fish is alive. The fish is free. It can go anywhere. It can swim throughout the entire place of the water. When the fish is captured in the net that the apostles drop on the side of the boat, the fish loses its freedom. It becomes oppressed. It can't really go anywhere anymore. And then when the fish is brought upon the boat, it has even less freedom, and eventually it's going to die. But Jesus uses this as a way to explain the mission he's going to give to his apostles. "From now on, you will be catching men," Jesus says to the apostles. And one has to wonder, does this mean that if we follow Christ, we're going to lose our freedom? See, the apostles, their mission will be to capture people from the world and lead them to become Christians. But one has to wonder, if we're like the fish, will we lose our freedom? People can often believe this. They'll say that, "Oh, because of you, you practice your religion, you're less free. because you follow the commandments, because you go to church, you don't experience life to the full. You're missing out on something. But the opposite is the case. When we are one with Christ, it is then that we are truly free. How can we understand this gospel? Well, the fish can represent us, can represent human souls. And the ocean can be like the sin of the world, the sins of the world. You know, we say in the liturgy of the Mass to Jesus, and even St. John the Baptist says him when he sees him, he says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we say this so often when we think about Jesus. He has come to take away the sins of the world. The sins of the world is real. It's like an ocean. And you get caught in that ocean, you're in the darkness, and you'll actually drown. It's so real. It's not an idea. It's a reality. Recently, we just heard in our newspapers in this part of the world about gang activity and prostitution that's quite prevalent in this area. And what you have there is the sin of the world. It's real. People's lives have been taken over by the ocean of sin. There's a story of a police officer who, it's actually a true story, he was patrolling one night around 1 o'clock in the morning, and he saw a woman on the sidewalk, walking up and down the sidewalk, and he knew what that was. And he was just sitting there in the car, and a car pulls up and the woman gets in the car, and then finally the police officer puts the blue lights on the car. The car drives away, the woman gets out of the car, and then the officer's walking up to the woman. She's sitting down on the sidewalk, and he's walking up to her, and he looks at her and notices she's wearing a necklace. And he notices right away a medal that's on her necklace. And he looks at the medal. And the first thing he says to this woman who's sitting on the sidewalk at 1 o'clock in the morning, he says, "Ma'am, is that a miraculous medal you're wearing?" He recognized that she was wearing a medal, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, this was a prostitute, and she was wearing a medal of Our Lady. And this woman reached up and touched the medal, and she began to cry. And she cried and cried and cried. And this police officer told me that he had never seen someone cry so much in his lifetime. And he said to this woman, "Ma'am, I'm not going to arrest you, but I want to tell you that this is not the way God wants you to live. There's a better way of life." Now, that woman was caught up in a life of sin. She was caught up in the sin of the world, and she understood that she wasn't free. She didn't really want to be there. She didn't want to be living that lifestyle. But through various situations in her life, she got caught up in this, and it's a manifestation of the reality of the sins of the world. That ocean is like the sins of the world, waiting to just take over our lives, to draw us under. And this ocean of sin continually tries to get souls into it, or like the fish. But these fish, when they get into the ocean, are going to die in the ocean. Temptation to lose the faith, to dishonor our parents, to use God's name in vain, to be violent, to kill, to steal and lie, to be impure. All of these things are temptations that are from the sins of the world, and they can take over our life. That's what happens when someone sins, then they don't repent. Eventually their sin takes over their life. Eventually it controls them. I'll give you an example of how sin can enslave us. You know, Jesus in the gospel says that he who sins is a slave of sin. And so sin can take freedom away from us. Here's an example of how sin can enslave us. If I tell you a lie, let's suppose I tell you that I'm someone that I'm not, and now you believe the lie, I've convinced you of it. Well, as time goes on, that lie is going to control me. It's going to oppress me. I'm going to have to bow down in obedience to the lie I told. I'm going to have to make sure that you never find out the truth. I'm going to have to live according to the lie I told you, but live according to the truth I told someone else, and live according to the mix of truth and lies I told another person. That sin of lying has robbed me of my freedom. I'm controlled by it. Well, that's what sin does. Doesn't matter what the sin is. eventually it can take over your life if you don't repent and you lose your freedom. St. Paul says in one of his letters, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." And that's the truth. Christ is here to free us from that ocean of sin. But you know, people don't understand this. They will look at the Ten Commandments and they'll say, oh, the Ten Commandments are oppressive. They'll read the Catechism when it talks about the teachings of morality of the Catholic Church, and they'll say, oh, this teaching of Christ in the Church is against personal freedom. But they're actually partially right. The moral teaching of Christ in the Church can actually seem a bit burdensome. After all, it can put us in conflict with others, and that's a burden. All right. If you follow the Ten Commandments and the teaching of the Lord and the Church, that can put you in conflict with others, even with your friends. And that's a burden to carry. It can also put us in conflict with our own desires to be free, to do whatever we want. But think, for example, of a bird. A bird in the sky. I remember when I used to play drums in this rock band, whenever we would go somewhere, very often, people in the audience, someone would shout out to us, play Free Bird, play Free Bird. And I never heard the song before, but it was a famous song, and I think it had something to do with a bird. But a bird is free. I mean, the whole sky is its playground. It can go almost anywhere. Now, a bird, though, has a burden in its life. It has a burden that it's born with, it will live with, and it will die with. It can't get away from this burden. What is the burden? It's wings. The bird has to carry the weight of its wings all through its life. Now, can you imagine if a bird, in the name of freedom, decided, well, I don't want to carry the burden of these wings. I didn't choose these wings. They're not mine. I don't want them. They were imposed upon me by the Maker, the Creator. So I just want to cut them off and do things my own way and be free of this weight that's weighing me down all the time. Okay, bird, cut off your wings. Now the bird has no freedom. The bird is oppressed. But if it carries its wings, then it's free. Then it's fully alive, it's safe, and it's happy. Well, what are our wings? Our wings are the two gifts that Jesus came to bring: grace and truth. Grace is that share in the life of God. It begins at our baptism. It's that living relationship with the Lord. It's our spiritual life. Truth is the gospel, the commandments, the teaching of Christ in the Church. Without these wings, we can't fly. Without these wings, we're trampled upon. And we could fall into the ocean of sin. It'll take over us. We'll be really oppressed. But with these wings, we can soar and we're free. And we need both of these wings, grace and truth. Some people just want one of them. They'll say they just want grace. They'll say, well, I have my personal relationship to God. I'm spiritual. And that's good. But I don't want any doctrines or dogmas or commandments or morality. I just want to be spiritual. That's all that matters. Well, that's just one wing. And no matter how much you flap it, you're not going to go anywhere. And you're going to end up actually going to roll all over the place, and you're going to be hitting people too. On the other side, you got people who will say, well, I don't need this personal relationship to God. I don't need the sacraments and prayer. I just have my strict moral conduct. Well, they only have one wing. And they're going to hit a lot of people too. They ain't going anywhere. You need both wings. You need the spiritual, the grace. You need the moral. You need the truth. And with those two wings, you are free. Well, Jesus entrusts his apostles with this mission to catch people, to catch souls for salvation. He really did come to save us from our sins. May we allow Christ to catch us and to hold on to us. And may we be convinced that if we are living in him, if we are obedient to Jesus Christ our Lord, then and only then are we set free, and we are truly alive. God bless you.